Blog
Place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monument, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. In God we still trust. Here in America, He's the one we turn to. Every time the going gets rough, He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Wow.
It came fast.
It did come fast, and it's
It's tough. I mean, I've done over 250 shows with my bestest here, Malachi, and it's tough that we have to leave and go on to other things. But it is what it is, and I see so many people leaving, too. I really do. I mean, to find anything now of substance on here is like you have to hunt for it. It is not what it started to be. In fact, those of you who used to be at MySpace, it's almost the same thing that's happening to BTR. They're going
And to think that they're going to get people to pay to listen to these shows, it isn't going to happen.
Of course not. Of course not.
And
I mean,
before we get going into the show, though, I'd just like to thank Felix in New Jersey, who has been the longest listener of our show and our bestest friend and sometimes supplier with our news. We thank you very much for being with us. I'm going to miss you, and I'm going to miss everybody that has come and gone into this chat room or listened to us on the archives. And, well, what can I say? Thank you again, Felix, and thanks, Mark Van Parano, to see us off.
Thanks, Felix. You rock. You know that. Yes, you do. Don't be shy. Don't you be shy now. There you go.
Hey, Felix, if you feel like it, call in, would you? I'd like to hear you once.
No, thank you, Mark. All of you, thank you very much. All right, on with the show because we have a lot to get to here. Well, actually, there's only one thing to get to, isn't there? If you listened Wednesday, and I would encourage the CIA, NSA, ABCD, Barack Obama, whomever, if they would really like to know what's going on, just refer to our show. Okay? You idiots. We told you this was going to happen. For months, for years. I've been with Malachi two and a half years. Would have been 3 years in May. We told you the players. Yet nobody listens. Now they're shocked. Shocked, you know, to find out that the Muslim Brotherhood is probably more than likely behind the whole thing.
And who's behind the Brotherhood, Muslim Brotherhood? Iran.
Well, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood is the godfather. They're the patriarch of it all. They're the patriarch of Al-Qaeda. They're the patriarch of Hamas. They sit there like the grand terrorist on the throne, and they've spawned all of these little demon cells known as Al-Qaeda, pick your brotherhood, whatever. But hey, don't worry about it. Don't look at the facts because, I'm letting it go here. There are way too many, quote, chinos or conservatives ready to wave that Egyptian banner. Shut up with your ribbon and your we need to support. You don't even know what you're supporting. This is the same thing you did with Iran. The same damn thing. Knee jerk right away. Well, we've got to support them. Who? Who are you supporting? Really, I'd really like to know. You arrogant ass, you've killed us all. It's the best line ever from a movie to me on For Red October. Do you know what you're supporting? You're supporting the enemy. Case in point, Geraldo Rivera. Now, all day long yesterday, I said, I am waiting for Geraldo because I knew he'd go off the chain. I knew it. Sure enough, he does his show, and excuse me, my cold's going to come and go here. He does this show last night. Behind him, he decides to bring a group of people. Well, this is what he said. Behind me is a group of protesters that were at the UN yesterday in solidarity with Egypt. Okay. So, as I witnessed that protest, I noticed these signs that came for the American National Change or Association for Change, and then Boy, it comes to find out that Alberati has his own group, the National Association for Change. And then you look at the other signs. Death to Camp David. Whoa. But you see, Geraldo never brought that up. No. I had to watch Fox News. You stink. You smell. You stink to high heaven. You're horrible. I've never seen worse media coverage in my entire life. CNN, well, MSNBC, they just run their Criminals R Us all weekend. So between CNN and Fox, where did we all go? Al Jazeera. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll take live streaming coverage. You're damn right I will. I am outraged at the media. But then again, what difference does it make? You're supporting the enemy. So right away, what do we have? Well, we have the players, right? We need to know the players. And then, of course, the liberal media. Oh, isn't it wonderful about the Twitter revolution? Uh-huh. Okay. The majority of people on Twitter have an IQ of a gnat. All right. When in the United States, the trending topics are Justin Bieber, things I hate, Egypt is not even in the top 15. Mm-mm, it's not. You think the American people give a rat's butt? They have no idea what's going on. It's too, quote, as O'Reilly would say to you, the folks, it's too complicated for you. No, Obama and the media don't want you to know what's going over there on over there because they don't want you to do it here. I said it Wednesday, did I not? Aren't we kind of a little bit jealous? Without the violence. I'm a little bit jealous, actually. Within the realms of the Constitution, how I would love to take part in a Million Man March upon Washington. In fact, our first show together, Mel, I said that. Interesting how the last one you're on BTR, I say the same thing. I'm jealous. Because that's what we need here. So what started out, and this is for the media and, of course, everyone, big talkers who are doing their show prep for tomorrow, listen up here, okay? All right. What you see over there may have started out with good intentions, as usually these things do. But within about 12 hours, a power vacuum formed. And who came waltzing in? The grandfather of them all, the Muslim Brotherhood, who had realized that their radical ways weren't going over well in the Arab world. They were, you know, considered the black sheep, and they would do their dirty dealings like Tony Soprano on the side and then have the Christophers fulfill the missions. So they decided to go the political route. Who else has done that? Hezbollah, Hamas. See, Hezbollah now is a political organization in Lebanon. Did y'all know? Yeah. And Hamas, they're a political organization, the Palestinian Authority. Really? Mm. Oh, we've seen a revolution, all right. You've seen the beginning, the true beginning of the Islamic Revolution. They saw weakness. Blood is in the water. And they've seen it and smelt it since January 20th at noon o'clock in the year of our Lord, 2009. Kind of like a reverse situation when Ronald Reagan was inaugurated and they let the hostages go. In this instance, it was the reverse. The minute Barack Obama was inaugurated, what happened? Weakness. He goes to Egypt. He bows to the Saudi Arabian king. He bends over and kicks our allies in the ass. I am still waiting for Barack Obama to mention Israel. He has not mentioned them once. Nobody has. So he sends Hillary Clinton out there. This woman, I don't know how she, honestly, I'm not picking on her anymore because, frankly, I don't know how she does it. She goes into robot mode. By about the fourth interview this morning, she was getting pretty damn mad. I think partly because she had to answer the same damn questions over and over, and also because she doesn't believe a word of what's going on. Sad, isn't it, that Hillary Clinton's becoming the hawk? Who's wearing the jockstrap here, Hillary or Obama? Obama is weak. They sense it. They know it. Do you think for a moment that if George W. Bush were president, they'd pull this crap in Egypt? Hell to the no. Wouldn't have happened. So all you see in the media, of course, are all the good things, right? That's what you're going to see. Of course, the women are starting to come out after all of us called them out on the fact that they weren't there for 3 days. You couldn't spot a woman. But yet Nick Robertson from CNN decides to interview a woman in full-blown burqa. You know, for a moment there, I had hoped this woman would have ripped that thing off and burned it right in the middle of the street. Then, sweetheart, you've got revolution. Then I'll be right next to you. But you don't see it. I give it less now than 10 days before you're seeing the Republic Islamic of Egypt. You have Tunisia. You have Algiers. The Sudan, even though South Sudan did vote for independence, now they're calling for revolution. Oh, nice. That's great. That's all they need. The League of African States or whatever organization now are deciding what to do with the Ivory Coast as the Ivory Coast is ready to revolt. What, 6 months ago we started talking to you about this? All of North Africa is shot to hell. It's gone. Egypt will be gone in 10 days. King Abdullah over there in Jordan, he is a child. He has been holding that country together since the death of his father by the skin of his fingertips. He fears his own people.
He ain't going to hold out much longer.
No, not at all. Syria cut off internet access. Why? He's just as scared as God. He's just as scared. But Syria, to be honest, I'm not worried about Syria. I'm worried about Jordan. You see, Israel has maybe two, how would you say it, acquaintances. Let's put it that way. Jordan and Egypt. And the only reason Jordan is because the father, King Abdullah, became very sorry for what had happened. I've told you the story before, and I'm going to say it again. I will never forget the interview he did long before his death, or maybe right before his death, on Larry King Live. When he said he was in Israel, and he saw what was done, and he got on his knees in front of his Israeli woman, and begged her forgiveness for what his country had done. Now, think about that. He didn't do it for show. He was a good man. He knew what had to be done. But his son is a dolt, much like King, Prince Charles, same kind of situation here. So much so that they pulled the passports of all Palestinians. This was a year ago. They don't want the trash, the gutter trash in there. You have Egyptians now lining on the border of Gaza. Oh, just so you know, a few thousand prisoners escaped last night. 34 of them were political prisoners of the Muslim Brotherhood. Whoops. Oh, it's full blown now, kid. It's over. Game. Didn't I tell you Wednesday, game over? That sign gave me the chills. Well, guess what? Game over. Where's Obama? Well, you'll be good to know that Friday night he had an intimate dinner with Axelrod. Aw, that's nice. And today he was whooping it up with reporters at a luncheon. And Egypt Burns. Alvarati? Puppet. Puppet. He's the Egyptian Brotherhood. About a year ago, after he retired from the IAEA, he went back to Egypt, knowing full well he could start a political party. He is not popular in Egypt at all. So what does he decide to do? He decides to do what he did when he was ahead of the IAEA, the man that couldn't find a nuclear weapon if it was stuck up his butt. Blame Israel, blame the United States, and hook up with the Muslim Brotherhood. Even though they despise each other, strictly because of ego and power. That's the only reason they despise each other, not so much about ideology. I read that article, Iggy. That's absolutely correct. Obama will be remembered. That's on Hearts. Obama will be remembered for losing not just Egypt, but North Africa and Africa in and of itself. I still, you know, set aside my absolute political disdain for this man, Barack Obama, Hussein Obama, that belongs in prison for his dereliction of duty to the United States of America. What president since the founding of Israel does not come forth in such a time of crisis and defend her and stand by her and warn our common enemies? I have never seen such a thing. Even Clinton would have been forceful. He was hell of a lot more forceful, to be quite honest. You look back in the day. Not him. Because, one, I think he's bored by it. He's always been bored by foreign policy. You can get him more riled up over the health care or food stamps or DREAM Act than you can about this. He has no idea. Some say it's brilliance. I don't know what it is. It's apathy, and it's egotistical, and it's nihilistic, and he's dangerous. Netanyahu, Israel, update. He has told his ministers not to say a word. They're basically on a press lockdown now over in Egypt, or Israel. Anything he says that needs to be said, I will say. Do you understand? He called his Security Council into session this morning. They are making plans. They don't know what's going to happen. This has been a very fragile peace with Egypt since 1978. Egypt was the first Arab nation to recognize Israel in 1978. That's 3 decades ago. This isn't something for those of you that are maybe not even born in and around this past. This isn't like these nations have known or accepted Israel since its founding. Are you kidding me? How many wars? So the first thing they do is they shut down the Gaza border. That's it. Boom, shut. Egypt said, we're putting soldiers on the border. We're telling you now. Netanyahu says, you damn well better. Well, you know what they're waiting for. You know it. You want to buy off this Egyptian military? Go right ahead. Nobody knows whose side they're on. I said on Twitter and also on Facebook, nothing makes me feel more secure than seeing the Muslim Brotherhood riding tanks down the middle of Cairo. Yeah, I felt real happy. A State Department that is scrambling to get our citizens out of Egypt 5 days later.
Oh, I got to remember, mention this. There's two people that can't get out of Egypt, and they're about 30 miles from where I live. Their mother and father and their daughter's here. So I hope all of you can get out of there safe.
I heard a number of people interviewed, pardon me, everyone, on Al Jazeera this afternoon. They were enraged. They said, oh, yeah, okay. We call the embassy, and the embassy says, well, we don't know anything. Just stay where you are. Huh? Now, in the background, you can hear gunfire. And then they call the emergency number. The woman calls the emergency number, and they put her on hold. This is your embassy at work. They're stuck. When you see tanks with Muslim Brotherhood, Death to Israel, riding down the streets of Egypt, when you see the Egyptian military rushing to surround two embassies, Britain's and ours, what does that tell you? But don't worry about it. Obama waits 5 days. Now he decides it's important. Now he decides it's time. I don't think he gives a rat's ass. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what happens. To him, it's over there. The Reverend Wright's kicking in. It's all our fault. It's all Israel's fault. I think part of him believes, yeah, you know what? Maybe they'll like me more. Okay, yeah, go ahead, because it's all about me, of course. Yeah. This whole speech was about him. When I was in Cairo. Huh? This isn't about you, moron. He has yet to show any leadership at all. He's frozen. He's playing politics in an election, quote, year coming up. That's okay. Let's fast forward now, shall we, to Senator Cornyn, who on Twitter is praising the revolution, saying, isn't it great? Thumbs up for democracy. What? I think he missed the Death to Israel moment. I don't know. Apparently, we've decided as a nation in our government to absolutely dismiss them, throw them right under the bus. You've all looked at a map. Pull up a flat map. Israel's that little sliver there. Mm-hmm. Everything around it will be solid green republic, Islamic republics. Guarantee it within 10 days. It'll take that long. Power struggle between al-Baradei and the Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah, the Muslim Brotherhood agreed to allow al-Baradei to speak. Mm-hmm. He got down to Freedom Square this afternoon. It was around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock this afternoon, our time. He got a bullhorn, said four sentences, and left because, quote, he wasn't feeling well. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad that John Adams and them didn't, you know. Sorry, I really can't do much. I'm not feeling well. They have no Martin Luther King. They have no Thomas Jefferson. They have no Thomas Paine. They have no John Adams. They have nothing. They don't know what democracy is because it's not about that. Nor was it in Iran. It was a battle of the mullahs. If I hear one more time that monstrosity that occurred over in Iran about a year ago was about democracy, I swear to you, I'm going to find you and shake you myself. That was behind-the-scenes mullahs. And what did Ahmadinejad do? He crushed him. Think about that, won't you? He crushed him. Now, some of the, oh, well, they hate Ahmadinejad. Really? They call him Papa. He goes from village to village and grants wishes and petitions. He has offices all around Iran where people write him and ask him for things. Yeah, things like goats and lands and things like that. And do you know why? He answers them. Sometimes personally. He is truly like Hitler in every way. What else is going on in Iran? They just signed a deal with Armenia for a pipeline. This, by the way, was today. So they can get their gas refined. This was one of the things that we sanctioned Iran about. We figured we'd isolate them. They got the oil, but they could never get it refined for gasoline. Well, guess why? They're just going around the sanctions. Open a little pipeline up with Armenia. Boosted their GDP 19% in the past year. That also was out today. Are these people evil? You're damn right they are. But the only way they will fall is by a CIA operation. You know it, and I know it. And we're not ready to do it. Because there always needs to be what? Geopolitical balance. Rachel's rule number two, moderation in everything except politics. And don't tell me that you weren't thinking the same thing. When you saw those people on day one marching down the street, I know it. I can't be alone in this. I was a little bit jealous. Yes, they've lost their fear. Mubarak is he's an old dolt. He's 84. He's been ruling for 30 years. But guess whose side he's on? You think this is clean? You think dealing with all of this is a clean business, that we're high and mighty, and that we don't have to deal with bastards? We do it every day. We have to. We're not as lofty as everybody thinks we are, even though we try to do the best that we can. But when you have a leader like Barack Obama, now, by the way, I'm officially calling it a regime. Since everything now is regime, that's it. This is the Obama regime. No doubt about it. You got Daley in there now as his chief of staff. More worried about how it looks than than what he does, that he does his job. I would give him credit if he acted like a leader, but it's just like the State of the Union. He's hollow. He's empty. He has no principles, no convictions except for one. That is our fault. He will appease any Muslim that he has to so that he can have his agenda fulfilled, so that he can be lifted as the great peacemaker. I read about this in Revelation. No, thank you. And there's Netanyahu once again, now telling, as I said, everyone to shut up. Israel, high state of alert. Because they don't know which way it's going to come. Is it going to come from the north? Is it going to come from the south? The east or the west? Or the worst of all, does it come from the United States, who throws them right under the bus and lets them fight it out on their own? Because by the time Netanyahu calls Obama, because he's too busy sleeping or God knows going out on a date with Michelle, it'll be done. I realize that sunrise Friday and sunset, or sunset Friday and Saturday is the Sabbath, and there wasn't much coming out of Israel. But the minute the sun set, Netanyahu was right out there, both on Facebook and Twitter. It was a welcome sight, and I told him so. I said, thank God, I've exhaled for the first time in 3 days. A leader, thank you. I went back and watched the UN speech he did. I suggest you watch it again as well. A leader, never forget Rachel's rule number one. But we do, every day. And we assume that all of this is for good. I sense bullcrap. I smell it. We know the players. We know Al-Baradi. We know the Muslim Brotherhood. And Mubarak, I believe, is trying to outlast them. He's trying to outlast it, just like Ahmadinejad did. The difference is, Mubarak isn't crushing them, nor do I want him to. Because that would be disastrous, to be quite honest. See, only about 10% of those people really want what you would call democracy. The other 90%, they want Israel destroyed. Or, let me get the quote right, death to Camp David. They are referring to the Camp David Accords. Carter. The peace treaty. The recognition of Israel. That's all they want. That's all they've ever wanted. The motto of the Muslim Brotherhood is this. This is their motto, all right? By the way, they were founded in 1928. Oh, yeah, they're oldies. Their motto is, quote, Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law. Jihad is our way. Dying in the way of Allah is our highest hope. Oh, that sounds like someone who really wants peace in our time. The Buddha Brotherhood. I don't think so. But we're going to go ahead and accept it. You watch. We're going to say it's the will of the Egyptian people. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. If so, then they are my enemy. See, somebody had said to me, well, what does this mean? What do you mean, what does it mean? You can't figure it out? Seriously, you can't figure it out. We're at war. It's the Dark Ages. It's what they've wanted, what they've worked for. It's here. We have no leader. None. He's too busy. Okay. So my leader now, I'll be quite honest with you, I'm looking to Benjamin Netanyahu for guidance. And as I said Wednesday, I would not be surprised if you see Americans, just like in the RAF before we entered World War II, going over to Israel to defend them. And if I was able-bodied, I would do it in a minute. I'll defend Israel just like I'll defend this country till the day I die. Can Israel take care of business? Yes. They can. What will we do? As I say to all those, quote, freedom fighters in Egypt, what is your next step? Where's your democracy? Where's your constitution, non-Sharia? Where are your set of laws? What's your plan? They don't have one. The revolution is the plan. Constant chaos is the plan. Showing Obama's weakness is just icing on the cake. They don't fear anybody. They don't even bother calling us the great Satan anymore. We've become nothing but a little pussycat. We can't even get our people out. You damn right it's Iran 1979. But this time, it's worse than that. And you know the reason why we went into Iraq. Use your heads. We formed a buffer, which is fine by me, to be quite, I don't care. So now what do we do? If you were president, what would you do? You don't do what Obama's doing. You say what I said firmly and strongly. Touch Israel, you die. I really don't know how more succinct I can be. We do not recognize the Muslim Brotherhood. So y'all can jump and shout and scream and do whatever you want. We do not talk to them.
Yeah, there was a guy, he got stopped before he could make it inside the mosque at Dearborn with a bomb. It's too bad he couldn't have gotten in there. It's supposed to be the largest mosque in the U.S.
Oh, I have no doubt about it. This is also about the Muslim Brotherhood, and it's worthy of remembering this. 4 decades of teaching and cultivation have paid off. I'm reading this from meforum.org. The student refugees who migrated from the Middle East 40 years ago and their descendants now lead organizations that represent the local Muslim communities in their engagement with Europe's political elite. Uh-oh. El Baradi? Just saying. Funded by generous contributions from the Persian Gulf, they preside over a centralized network that spans every European country. These organizations represent themselves as mainstream, even as they continue to embrace the Brotherhood's radical views and maintain links to terrorists. I refer you that to Al Baradi and his Egyptian Brotherhood. With moderate rhetoric and well-spoken German, Dutch, and French, they have gained acceptance among European governments and media alike. Politicians across the political spectrum rush to engage them whenever an issue involving Muslims arises, more patriarchally when they seek the vote of a burgeoning Muslim community. Come on, everybody. You saw what happened in Lebanon. You're seeing something in Egypt that's not this grand democratic revolution. I am so sorry. But our own ignorance and our own arrogance that they would never dare after 9/11. They'll wait. They'd wait another 100 years. Notice who's quiet. Now, have you heard from Russia?
No.
China?
I haven't heard from anybody.
Haven't heard from anybody. The only one we heard from was the European Union, who said, we're a little afraid because now we think that Egypt will go the way of the Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, thanks a lot there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trishe. Thanks, everybody in here. Shut the hell up. It's the only people we've heard from. That's it. Obama wants us to, quote, calm down and wait and see. I remember that after in 79 we were to calm down and wait and see. And then the next thing.
Mentioned something there. He said, guess we should have seen this coming. We tried telling people this was coming. What do you think they've been doing with all these island countries? They've been taking them over.
We did see it coming, and so did they. The thing, though, is that they accepted it, that geo-balance needed to be done. So they accepted it because they did not believe, especially after 9/11. They didn't believe that they would ever have the cojones to do it. But then Bush left. just like when Reagan left. They feared him. They feared Bush. They don't fear Barack Obama. This is the same elite that I just read about that the Muslim Brotherhood has hooked up with in the media that gave Obama that Nobel Peace Prize. They consider him one of them. Another hater of the United States. Another blamer of Israel. I'm sorry. I walk by a protest to see a bunch of Arabic writing. I'm going off. Oh, yeah, I am. I'm going off. Because you know what? I'm sick of this stuff. I'm really sick of it. And then the media, they do absolutely no research into who these people are and lift them up as if they're in solidarity. Solidarity, my butt. Because the next thing I expect now is them to be running through the streets of the United States doing the same damn thing.
They probably already are.
Yeah. And our FBI will be... Yeah, bull. And then our FBI will be protecting them. Oh, the hell they will be.
They will.
Oh, I know it. I know they will.
That's to all Muslims. Simple as that.
Yeah, and here's another...
Last show.
Remember when I said watch out? Watch out who's starting to recognize Palestine as a nation. And I referred you to the South American countries. Well, it's just not them. Ireland, on the 25th, interesting, the day it all began, upgrades the Palestinian Authority envoy, quote, without recognition. Meaning, the next step will be to recognize them as a Palestinian state. Well, we know this is going to happen in the EU, and we know the UN's been pushing it. Now you have a whole slew of South American countries, Peru, Brazil, Argentina, Ecuador, Bolivia, and Chile, all have recognized them. Now, don't even start telling me they don't mean anything. Bull. South America is your damn rat's nest of revolution. Those people, I tell you something, you just say jump and they're ready to revolt. They don't even care what it's against. It's what they do.
It's like you said before in other shows, it's strictly based on emotion. They don't give a shit what they're revolting for.
No, they don't know. I mean, and it's like these fool Americans that I see with the Egyptian ribbons. Would you people stop it? You emote. You knee-jerk yourself. The minute you hear, oh, look, they're throwing down the great tyrant. For what, another one? When I see, like I've said, a million moderates, burning burqas, burning the Koran, saying this is bull and we don't accept it, it's garbage. When I see them denounce, prosecute, jail, execute members of Al-Qaeda, members of the Muslim Brotherhood, pick your brotherhood du jour. Talk to me. Then talk to me. When I see Arabs standing up, talk to me. It's time for the Muslims to sit down, and it's time for the Arabs to take control. Because I tell you something, you see any rumblings of this happening in Saudi Arabia, and y'all better get used to making a campfire outside. Now, we know the regime of Saudi Arabia will crack on them quicker than you know what. We know they will. And believe me, I'm not saying these people are all goodness and light. They're evil bastards. We know this. But you know who I'm concerned about? The United States of America. That's what I'm concerned about. I don't believe we have allies left. Honestly, I don't. I look around, I see nothing. 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 Now you have even rumblings within Europe. They're mad at Barack Obama for showing no leadership. See, they were like this with Reagan. They couldn't stand him, but they slept at night. Same thing with Bush. They knew he'd be there. Obama, all of Europe is up all night. Oh, yeah, they are. They're like, oh, God. Oh, geez. What's up? Yeah, well, you going to have another World War One? Another World War Two? Guess who's not going to support you? Me. I'll defend my own borders and my countrymen. No. There isn't going to be revolutions now within countries, and I've predicted this for a long time. There will be a global French Revolution style. People cannot comprehend what Israel must be going through. Picture Israel as Kansas, right smack dab in the middle of the country, and every other state hates your guts. And Texas, your only ally, has decided to have a revolution and overthrow themselves, knee-jerk emotion in their face, overthrow themselves and become a republic, an Islamic republic. And you're Kansas, sitting there, surrounded now by a sea and a green vial. And your only ally may have been equivalent, let's say, to the United Kingdom. Now they've decided, oh, well, sorry, you're on your own. That's what it's like. And now they're reporting, not only on Al Jazeera, but whatever we can get the information out, we're starting to hear death to Israel, death to America. Wow. Here you go. It took them 5 days, but now they've decided all fear is gone. It's gone now. We don't fear Mubarak. He thinks we're going to just wear ourselves out, which, by the way, actually, the protests today were very mild compared to what they've been. They could very well be wearing themselves out. I doubt it, but...
don't hold water.
I think what they've done is just basically made deals. And now, and believe me, making deals with the United States. Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely. Well, you don't think Barack Obama... How many times do we, if any of you, Pesh Robert, Gibbs, pardon me, over the weekend, refer to Al-Baradi as, quote, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, the moderate, the puppet. He just wants power. Sure. So he'll carry the water. He'll carry the Muslim Brotherhood's water. He hates them, but what the hell? If it puts him in the big chair, it's what he's wanted all along. If you've ever watched him with the IAEA, he couldn't stand Bush. Oh, my God. Whenever he'd speak, because Bush would be like, yeah, whatever, you lying sack of crap. Yeah, he hated us. He blamed us for everything. Everything. So now our news is getting filtered. They don't want you to know the truth.
Well, it's been that way for a long time.
This is why they put the tea parties down. This is why they put all of those grand protests that everyone had down. You can't do that. Wait a minute, that sign is nasty. Yeah, these are the same people now praising the Muslim Brotherhood for signs that say death to Camp David because they think they want revolution and democracy. No, I will not let them get away with it. You're on your own. We don't have a government that represents us. They represent themselves. They don't represent you. So let's go. Let's dark ages this thing. I'm right. If this is what it's going to take, you know, the final countdown, the final solution, bring it on. Not the final solution. I shouldn't have said that. That was bad, bad. And I mean it. That was wrong to say that. Because that is horrible to say. If I could suck that back, I would. And I apologize. I should have.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It sounded good to me.
Well, because of the Jewish connotation, I should never have. But you know what? It's time. It's time to stop with this pussyfooting around. It really truly.
Not with all the spineless politicians we got.
Well, when I see senators joining with the Egyptians, shut the hell up. You don't even know what the hell you're talking about. You know, these senators don't even understand what the Muslim Brotherhood is. Wednesday night I tried to tell you what the Muslim Brotherhood was. It took until today for the media to tell you. And they don't want you to know. Well, and they figure, too, this whole week you're going to be Super Bowl saturated. So, you know, they're talking about chicken wings and all this crap on Huckaboom last night. I said, you need to just be quiet. You are.
He wants to run for president? What a freaking
Oh, my God, Malachi. I watched his show last night, and I just was like, no. This man is painful. He is. And Romney, he's coming out now. Not making an official announcement, of course. But he'll be on the show Nobody Watches Again, Piers Morgan on CNN, I believe, Tuesday night. So look for that little nugget. And your first clue, and this is where Obama blows it. I've always said he'd be a horrible poker player. Remember, with the face, I can read that guy's face. When he comes out right after this starts, and the first thing leaked is that we are going to withhold aid. Well, that was your, you knew right then. You knew then that Obama was holding a 2-7 offsuit, and the Muslim Brotherhood was holding four aces. You knew it right then. Do you realize that you funded your own destruction? They have our planes. They have, God knows, our tear gas. Everybody saw that. Our tanks, our training, our money. And Boehner today on Twitter, all he wants to talk about are budget cuts. Do they understand? Is this a joke? This is a crisis that our world has not seen in a very, very long time. Yes, to me, on a geopolitical scale, this is greater than 9/11. This is it. This is what they wanted. And what are we going to do about it? Worry about health care? Really, I'm going to be honest with you. I know we're at war. It's just nobody has the you know what to say it. We're at war. Now, how soon before the sleeper cells in the United States are activated? Or are they? When I have to go back to Netanyahu and George W. Bush and Winston Churchill for support, even FDR, it's bad. I looked for a leader all weekend. All weekend. I said, oh, okay, Obama. Well, maybe he'll show something. Trying not to be like the anti-Obama person that I am, but an American. Looking to the president in a time of crisis. And he says not one word about the defense of Israel and tells everybody not to use violence. What the hell does that mean? There are dead bodies in the middle of Cairo, in the middle of the streets of Alexandria, piling up. I think you're late, Obama. You've got your citizens stuck. They're prime. They're prime for hostage taking. I'm telling you straight up, they're prime for it. And I tell you what, if I see one American blindfolded, and this Congress does not immediately move for the impeachment of Barack Obama, and all 500 of you are going to jail, I will not give deference to this president on foreign policy. Not ever again. But I know the goops. The goops are sitting there, and they're going, well, it's a time of crisis. We give deference to the president. Shut the hell up. You're going to kill us all. The training wheels have flown off Obama. He's fallen all over the place, and he doesn't know what to do. much like Bartlett in The West Wing, where he had to refer to Leo all the time because he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Same thing here. It was Leo that ran that administration, that fake administration in The West Wing. Well, who the hell's leading this one? Daly? Oh, hell no. Gates? This Pentagon, who have now distanced Manning from Assange, saying they cannot make a connection between Manning and Assange. Are you serious? Meaning you know who did it, but you're not going to tell us, so therefore you're just going to say it's a big mystery.
Yeah, speaking of Assange, he was on 60 Minutes tonight.
Well, I don't know why somebody didn't go in there and handcuff him. What the hell are they waiting for? An invitation?
I would have shot the bastard.
Bastard, you know, geez, people, come on. We have no sense of nationalism at all. None. It's like a big damn joke. It is. It's a damn joke. And conservatives, not one damn parody. I don't want to hear it anymore. I think we just drop all the labels. You're an American or you're not. It's that simple. This is it. I'm done. I don't even know what else to say anymore. You have got to understand how serious this is. And you've got to understand the intent of these Muslim animals. It is not democracy. It's theocracy. It's what they wanted, it's what they've always wanted, and it's what they're going to get. You want to tell me, you talked about suspension of aid. What? First of all, done. There's no suspension about it. And that's for everybody. ATM is now closed. Nobody's getting any money. But hey, it's all right. Ahmad Inajad is praising them. He comes out Friday. He comes out Saturday. Bravo to my Egyptian brothers. Well, hello, Obama. Was that your first clue that things might not be going the way you thought? You know, briefly, there was a story that it was the Obama administration that started this whole thing. Notice how the media... Well, they were praising it now in the beginning. Obama administration has worked for 2 years. He did, Then all of a sudden, as soon as Ahmadinejad comes out and the Muslim Brotherhood gets defined by patriotic Americans like us, they pulled back that story awfully quick. This is their plan. This isn't activism and democracy and doughy-eyed kids running around because they want free speech and the ability to listen to Justin Bieber. No. These are radical bastards. And you knew by a lot of indications, but one of the first was there were no women in the streets until yesterday. Until we made the observation. Until Al Jazeera even said it. We're the women. When I see babies propped up on tanks. Babies. With Islamic headbands. Propped up on tanks. Surrounded by thousands of people. That's not democracy. That's evil. I've seen babies being held up by one hand in these protests, shaking all around, and they were going after Michael Jackson with the balcony incident. But we give them deference, right? We have to give them deference because they're Muslim. Shut the hell up. I got 300 million Americans that'll trounce their butt. Come on, Andy, come on now. Let's just get this thing going. We've been playing long enough. Way long enough. When the Dutch of all people, this is, my God, the Dutch have decided to cut off all contact with Iran. They froze contact with Iran because the Dutch-Iranian woman was hung. Remember, Sara Barami? They hung her? Mm-hmm. The Dutch said, yeah, you know what, F you. You're dead to us, Iran. We are done with you. And remember the rule, where diplomacy ends, war begins.
Now, are they going to start kicking all their damn Muslims out?
Well, the rise within the Dutch, and we all know this from Geert Wilders, we know what's going on over there. It's bad. And they're going to take care of that in and of themselves. But when you have unity government, quote, government being formed, the key is that. Look, we know who Alvarado is. He's a puppet. But we also know his hatred for us and Israel. We know the players. We know what needs to be done. But Obama is weak. So we have no choice but to look to Benjamin Netanyahu. Europe will not come to his aid. We are the only ones that will. You have pandemonium. I'm not talking about our government now. I'm talking about the people of the United States. I'm not talking about the Obama regime. They'll never defend him, but we will. We will. We have to. We have to. I'm not going to go before God. No way. No way. And I'm not going to sit here and be one of these, quote, neoconservatives who believe that it's Israel's fault for everything. I've been seeing a trend in that. You can just go away from me right now. Please do. I'm seeing the neoconservatives become nothing more than wimps. This is not about, not getting involved. I agree with that. I'm all for the prime directive, to be perfectly honest with you. Okay? But if you notice in Star Trek, nobody ever followed the damn thing anyway. All right? So,
yeah. Well, what was the point of it?
I know, right? Nobody ever followed it unless they screwed up the timeline. I think we screwed up the timeline on January 20th, 2009.
Actually, November 4, 2008.
Well, we could, you know what? That was when he was inaugurated. That's the day it became permanent. That's the day that I look back upon and still mourn. We're losing credibility. This is another thing. We lost it. Even the Palestinian papers prove that. Nobody, they don't like him. He's weak. How many times have we heard that? Now we're hearing it from the Arabs. Well, we know that. Welcome to our world. The Iraqi, this is another thing. It's another little ditty that people need to put in their jigsaw puzzle. The Iraqi GDP mail went up 47%. Now, think about that for a moment. I said, oh, you're welcome. Things are going great over there. They're going great
they're
over there.
Yeah, they're back now.
I know. They're going great over there in Iraq. They're going great now economically because Ahmadinejad said, fine, do. I'll just go ahead and go around these sanctions. Nobody buys them anyway. And, you know. And where's the UN? Where's the great UN? So I went to the UN website now, 2 days in a row, right? Front page, nothing. No, I'm serious. Nothing. A little article at the bottom left of the UN page, Buban, whatever his name is, Secretary Generate or whatever, Generate, Degenerate.
Degenerate, yeah.
calls for nonviolence. Oh, that's just great.
Yeah, like your voice holds any water.
I cannot, when you see tanks surrounding the pyramids, when they destroy their own human history? What is the point of beheading a 2,000-year-old mummy? Were they practicing? What was the point of all this? Chaos. And then they send these rumors that the police did it. Now stop it. Would you please stop? I don't care about the politics of our country right now. It's nothing. It's noise to me. It's not going to get done. There's not going to be all these cuts. Cuts for what? Who gives a damn if we're all blown up? The job of the president is foreign policy. That's his job. And commander-in-chief of the United States military forces. That's his job. Do it. And if he is incapable, then he needs to be removed. Use the 25th Amendment, Biden, and remove the moron. I trust Joe Biden in there right now more than this fool. Do it. I think he is gone. I think he's lost it. I don't think he's capable of running a damn thing. This is not even as angry. I mean, I was younger with the Carter thing. I was just going into high school. But I remember, and I remember the anxiety. It's nothing compared to this. Nothing. It's like the Nazis are marching all over the place and Chamberlain's running around having dinner. I don't get it. And nothing said? Boehner is more concerned about... it's another thing with the media, with Boehner. Do you think you smoke too much and cry too much? I cannot believe that. The world's on fire, and this is the question coming out of their mouths. This is the state of our journalism. None of them even knew who the Muslim Brotherhood was. They couldn't even tell you the King of Jordan. They didn't know Hezbollah taking over Lebanon. In their words, quote, I'll never believe this. I think it was CNN, but I think it was. It might have been Fox, to be quite honest. The favored Hezbollah political organization, now in control of Lebanon on a secular level. Okay, by that point, I mean, I just lost all control. I mean, one of those flippy eye movements was going on. This is what the American ignorant is being told. But your best chicken wings can be bought for the bowl. Come on! This is what they're doing now all weekend. I was sitting there going, oh, my God. They spent 20 minutes.
And they played the Pro Bowl today instead of the week after the Super Bowl. They're trying to increase the ratings by having it on prime time on the East Coast. Nobody watches that piece of junk.
No. Who cares? It's just like, okay, you win this year, we'll win next year. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The free trip to Hawaii.
For them.
So you can go, great night.
Right now, it's 4 minutes left in the game, and the NFC's ahead, 48-28.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
I mean, Jesus, what are we going to do now? What the hell are we going to do? Oh, and where's Hillary Clinton going? Well, that's all right. Just to calm everybody down, she's going to go to Haiti. What the hell is that? Haiti? You're going to Haiti. With all of this, you're going to Haiti. I can't flip and believe it.
Fuck Haiti. I
can't believe it. I stand here and I said, oh, well, that's nice. Oh, yes, and Hillary wants you to know that aid to Haiti will not be suspended. Huh? I don't believe what I'm hearing. Aid to Haiti? Why? What the hell is going on in the United States? What are you doing? Who's in charge? If this was a board of directors, they would be yelling for the CEO to be fired. But no, I hear nothing. And this, by the way, is going directly toward the GOP. Yemen? They got a new life going on down there. They've decided, yeah, what the hell, let's do it too. You want to talk about poverty? They've been in drought for God knows how long. They've been in a quasi-war with Saudi Arabia and a civil war within themselves. Yet, who do you think we turn to when we need help? Yemen. Where do you think we send people when we need them interrogated? Yemen.
Oh, yeah, I've seen they're raising hell in Yemen and Jordan, too.
Yeah, I just said Yemen, yeah.
Yeah.
So next up will be Oman. Oh, yeah, whole damn thing's going to go like a domino. Because it's all emotion. That's just a wave and a wave and a wave of emotion. They have no idea what they're going to do after. But they won't need to. They won't. Because the brotherhood will rise to the occasion. You know, I was thinking, too, I'm ready for Osama bin Laden to ride in on a donkey or a camel. Excuse me, Lord Jesus. On a camel right down the main roads of Cairo.
Screaming.
No, I don't even think he'll be screaming. I think he'll be laughing.
Yeah, probably.
I'm back. Pharaoh is here. By the way, when we're done here and everybody has a little something to eat, a little nosh, then we're going to go right over there to Saudi Arabia and take it back. Keep an eye on your kings over there and your princes. See if they start making overnight getaways.
Uh-huh. I know Mubarak's kids all left.
Yeah, they're in Britain. I don't really care about these people, okay? I really don't. And the police will be back on the streets in Egypt tomorrow. However, with explicit instructions, this is beautiful, they are not to go near the protesters, okay? So their job is just to stop crime, and to enforce the curfew. That's it. Oh, and direct traffic. So ignore the tanks that are blocking all the major thoroughfares. The police are coming to direct traffic. So who's brilliant here? They or Mubarak? You have not yet heard for anyone for Mubarak to step aside, have you? No. I'm talking now leaders. No. They've said that Mubarak needs to change this, that, blah, 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 blah. But they've never yet said for him to step aside. Because they know. They can't. They know if he does, it's done. So, Barack Hussein Obama, everybody wanted to give you credit for this wonderful democratic revolution in Egypt. Go ahead and take it, you fool. You arrogant ass, you killed us all. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Obama. I know this is probably your winning strategy, so thanks. Now get the hell out. Why don't you go and join them? Yeah? How about you? How about you take you and what's her face there? Michelle. And, hey, why not take Sasha, Malika, or whatever the hell, and go over there and show them democracy? Go ahead. Join them. It's what you want to do anyway. My God. Even if he was born here, he's a fraud. Do you people get it? Oh, now everybody, now they're running to Carter. Oh, that's great.
No,
that's
the
great
guy caused all of this.
You know. They're all running to Carter to see what Carter says. Now, Carter apparently has been quoted as saying, oh, this is wonderful. Carter told a Sunday school class. He told his Sunday school class, oh, that's nice, that the unrest is, quote, the most profound situation in the Middle East. And he guesses it's time for Mubarak to leave. The United States wants Mubarak to stay in power, but the people have decided.
Sounds like another Urkel.
He's an idiot.
Did I do that?
He did do it.
I know he did.
And he did it with glee. That's the thing. He did it with joy.
President Urkel.
That damn handshake. Oh! I will never ever. You know how we always have to see that stupid handshake of his? With, what was it? Not Arafat. Anwar Sadat and the other one. Fagan or whatever the heck. We got to see that handshake.
Yeah,
all the time. And it's like that handshake was the kiss of death. Oh, my God. I will never, ever forget it. Carter, in the last 4 or 5 years, when I go to Egypt, I don't talk to Mubarak. He talks like a politician. If I want to know what's going on in the Middle East, I talk to Suleiman. As far as I know, he's always told me the truth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, Jimmy. You're an idiot. Always was, always will be.
God, he's another one. Put him in the next jail cell over from Obama. This is unbelievable. Wow. Wow, America. The conquest of Europe, the Muslim Brotherhood's conquest of Europe is here. Since 1928, people, they've been around. That's a hell of a long time. Anybody check on the Coptic Christians? Now, we were told they make up 20% of the population of Egypt. Pack your bags. Get the hell out. No, I'm serious. There's nobody to save you. We can't get there in time. Run. For the first time since the peace treaty was signed between Israel and Egypt, the military entered the Sinai Peninsula last night. They had to get permission from Netanyahu. They have never done it. According to the peace treaty, only police were allowed there. Netanyahu had no choice. Netanyahu is relying on the Egyptian military to keep them from invading his country. It is unacceptable. I swear to God, bring our people home. Bring them home now. I need them here. We got them pouring in over every border. They've multiplied like roaches. But we can't say a word about them. Yeah, fight me. I'll say whatever I want, when I want, about who I want. Y'all need to knock it off. The peace process? Are you serious? I got asked that question yesterday, mailed by a friend of mine on Twitter. Well, what does this mean about the peace process? I said, oh, you got to be kidding me. That thing is done.
No, it never even got started.
Well, I know, but, you know, this is one of those naive individuals. I said, well, yo, there is no peace. And now? Oh, please. Netanyahu's probably going, okay, y'all need to shut up now. This ain't happening in my lifetime. It's over. The Israeli people saw what peace got them. A revolution. This is what you get when you talk to demons. They're brilliant at it, too. In the past 30 years, no other group of people have invaded the media, invaded the education system through whatever word you want, be it by shaming with political correctness. You know all the routine. Then the Islamists, they've infiltrated the media, the education, the politics, everything. It's brilliant in an evil, sick way. They've taken your own constitution and used it against you, your own rights and used it against you, made themselves citizens so that they could use it against you. So we don't do anything about it. What's next? Care?
Hey, somebody just entered the chat room with the name that you and I can't stand.
Get out.
Yeah, used to be a reporter, had a permanent seat at all the White House press conferences.
Oh.
The old bitch.
The old hag. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be changing
my name. I don't know who it is, but I'd be changing my name from Helen Thomas.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you poor thing.
Oh, geez. You know what, though? What I would pay to see her on top of one of those tanks. Oh, my God.
I like to see her sitting on top of the spire of the mosque in Dearborn.
This is what you get, America. You've done it. You've done it. You've allowed it. You've allowed it by who you elect. You've allowed it by your cowardice. Yeah, cowardice. You're afraid to claim being an American. You're so damn worried about what everybody else is going to think, say, and do. The hell with them. I don't really care anymore. And if it makes me nationalistic, so be it. We're nationalistic. We're proud of it. John Wayne, Gary Cooper, pick your guy. Saddle up. Let's get her done. I don't know what to say. I would like my godson, Dakota, to have an America. But at the rate we're going, he's going to end up being fighting for it by the age of 10. And that is unacceptable to me. The men always say, well, women are acting like men. Well, men, y'all need to fill in your jock straps and get moving. That's the problem. We have nothing. We're out here flailing around. So everything needs to be toned down. Hey, you know what, Neil? I'm wondering why they didn't blame these protests on Sarah Palin. You know, she might have been
jacking
them off.
Or President Bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
Cheney,
you know, even.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, Sarah can get the joint jumping. You know, she might have got them all mad and everything. Where's the media on that?
Hey, speaking of joint, you see that new soda pop they got coming out?
Yeah.
Marijuana pop. $15 a barrel. A bottle.
Well, I was going to say a barrel. I want one.
I meant a bottle.
Dang. I wonder what equivalent it is. You know, not that I would have to try it, of course, under experimental purposes only. But
yeah, you gotta have a medical marijuana prescription for it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
yeah, just go in and store and steal one. Yeah,
it's a deal. I just go buy it. Hey, okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna say nothing about that. Oh, yeah, the big news, this kills me. The big news on Yahoo is they want everyone to know that King Tut is safe. Well, hey, as long as we know that's okay. Oh, no. No, no, no. As chaos reigns, foreigners are now advised to leave Egypt. Headline, AP. You think, kid? This is like now when we wrote on Facebook back and forth. The State Department urges you not to travel to Egypt. What the? Like, I'm packing my bags. What are you doing?
I got a great vacation spot. Let's all go to Egypt.
Now, you know I'd go if they'd let us do what we want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, here's
that
a little ditty. Tunisia, you know how that was supposed to go democratic and media was just a fun. Okay. This is as of 5 o'clock tonight. The leader of the long-outlawed Tunisian Islamic Party returned home Sunday after 2 decades in exile. That's nice. He was greeted at the airport shouting, "God is great. I'm home." Democracy? You've got to be kidding me. Where's the media on this? Some Western media portray me, his name's Rashid Ghannouchi or whatever, some media portray me as the Ayatollah Khomeini, but that's not me. I'm not as bad. Oh, well, okay. You know, like, as long as you're not as bad. This is a new, fresh hell that's erupted on the United States. This is new, fresh. Tunisians now fear that the revival of Islam will hurt their gains and inspire Al-Qaeda in neighboring Algeria. Oh, God. Really now? And you know what the sickest thing was throughout this whole protest thing now? Was watching them do the call to prayer during their protest.
Yeah.
They kneeled in the middle of the street. Okay, right then and there, you caught the bastards.
Yeah, how would you just kill them all?
But again, they're under the assumption, and you know, I'm going to say it because I said it with the Iranian thing as well. It started out with maybe 10% of them really wanting that. I don't even know if you can even, not democracy, our style, so people have to stop forgetting about that, but their style. It started out 10%. Well, come on. You got this thing called a tsunami, and it's Islam, and it just rolled you right over. You opened the door. Never open the door to evil. It will push its way open and run you over. You thought this was a game. I've said this all along, mail to people. This isn't a game. This is real. And we're about to, we are now in a new dark ages, I fear. Can we survive as a nation? Yeah, if we grew up. If we started acting like a superpower. But Obama's got his wish. He's diluted us. And we have done it to ourselves. We've done it to ourselves. Because I don't want to hear people saying to me, again, I'm really getting tired of this as well, I can't watch it anymore. I have to go watch a movie because I can't handle it anymore. Are you going to say that when they're coming down the street? Could you guys hold up? Because I don't want to deal with this right now, and I need to go run watch a movie. I need to take my Xanax. It's too much for me. No. Did Washington say that?
Everybody,
did he say
that? Everybody's talking about this guest number in the chat room. The conservative truckers say it must be from Siberia to be that long of a number. It's like 12 digits long.
Oh, Lord. It's probably one of our trolls.
Yeah, probably. Guest number 928020658619. Welcome to the chat room.
Yeah, hi there.
Oh, this is fun.
Maybe they fell asleep on the keyboard.
Yeah, that could be.
just kept going over and over again. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
and, you
that's
know,
a hell of a number.
Yeah, it is. Well, you never know. The new BTR.
Oh, that's a new one. See, that's a first for us again.
Yeah.
I'll never see that again.
And it is not something also not to forget that Bloody Sunday was today in 1972. I did not lose sight of this. As a lover of all things Irish, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. I can't tell you what fresh hell awaits Ireland. I have been worried about it now since the Lisbon Treaty. And last night came the cocktails, came the bomb threats. That is a peace that has never been accepted and was forced upon them. That is what I call an epic failure. Some say it's a peace. No, it's not. It was a politically imposed peace. And now a new generation is rising with the grievances of their fathers and grandfathers in their hearts. And it's starting again. You know, almost 40 years ago, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And yes, that's the U2 song as well, for those of you that are younger. That's what they were referring to. You cannot impose things upon people, ever. You can't do it. You can't impose peace. You can't impose this. Impose. Think of the word. Impose. You can't do it. People have to come to these things of their own fruition, of their own national growth, individual growth. Do we want peace? Of course we do. You're a human being. You're a Christian. You want people to live in peace. But there can be no peace with the devil. Do you understand me? Would there have been peace with Hitler? Mussolini? No. Stalin? No. Chaos. Mussolini said, there must be chaos constantly. We must have constant chaos and therefore constant war. Because if we don't, we will lose control of the masses. While he hated communism, he took it a step further. This is where you get your fascist point of view. They hate each other, but they're very much the same. They take it in a militaristic sense. But then you got the Muslims, and they mix God into the whole thing. Well, nothing will rile up a population in your emotion more than for anyone to believe, like that baby sitting on the tank in Egypt, that God says this is the right thing to do. We can't. You go ahead and shake their hand. I guarantee you they'll cut it off. My cheeks are raw from turning them. You will not slap my cheeks anymore. And I'm sorry, Jesus. You know, you can yell at me later, but I'm not turning the other cheek to the devil anymore, because that's what they are.
Hey, you know why the Indians stink?
What?
Yeah, you know why the Indians stink? The Indians from India?
It's their food.
No, it's because they shampoo with cow urine.
Oh, like that.
Yeah. You got on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, that's like sick. That.
Well.
Yeah, they the Indians. Oh, the poor Indians. Well, they don't even know what to do. They're just waiting for the fallout. They're over there in India going, yeah, let us know. Now, if you would just let us take care of Kashmir. Oh, but that's all right, America. Pakistan blew up a little bit overnight, and so did Afghanistan, if anybody gives a crap anymore. A couple police stations blew up, nothing to worry about. Deputy governor of Kandahar, shot dead. Don't worry about it. Wasn't reported. No need to worry yourself about it.
Oh.
How's that work?
Mm-hmm. Hang on a second here. Yeah, Helen Thomas, you can't be on Viking and listening to our show. don't work.
I can't. I'm stuck. What did she say? Something silly?
Yeah, she says she's lost. She's confused. She said, is it the Vicodin or is anyone else confused?
Well, if you're confused, I'm very sorry. Go read something. I really, this is like advanced stuff now, correct? No, I mean, I got to say it like it is, people. If we are now advanced. We are like doctorate level. We are moving on.
Well, I do have a doctorate.
We are not going to sit here and draw on the chalkboard. I don't have time for that.
Nah, too late.
Oh, come on. It's way beyond the Beckian phase. Even he knows it. Even he knows it's done. And you know that's bad. If Glenn Beck put the chalk down, uh-oh. Now, this has been the big news for a couple of days domestically, and some people did want to talk about it, and that's what's going on in Arizona, the birthright citizenship deal. Arizona lawmakers on Thursday afternoon filed four bills for consideration that they hope will change how the U.S. recognizes children of illegal immigrants. House Bill 2561 and Senate Bill 1309 defines an Arizona citizen as someone, quote, lawfully domiciled in Arizona, who is born in the U.S. and is subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Well, that's racist. You know, they're not going to get, they're not going to be able to hear. No, that's racist. No? It makes sense to us, right? But see, you're going to have them come in and go, what's lawfully domiciled mean?
Although you've got to be here legally.
Well, no, that's, you can't say that because you're being repressive, Malachi, and that's unconstitutional.
Well, you know my solution to it all. Kill all mud puppies, too, and all muzzies.
And you have to be born in the U.S. No, that's also repressive, oppressive,
no.
And we can't do that. You see, because if Barack Obama doesn't have to be born in the U.S., then he don't. So don't even go there with me on that. Little interesting ditty happened, by the way, over in Hawaii. Abercrombie's health secretary resigned.
Yeah, I saw
out of
that.
Nowhere. Yeah, just mystery.
Maybe because
no
they threatened to kill him?
I don't know.
Because he told the truth?
I hope he made photocopies. I hope he made photocopies. I sure as hell hope he did. I mean, I really, you know, the good news is, though, everyone tells me that he won't get reelected. Lie. Look. I will say this again here for the BTR audience for the last time. Cut the crap. You better get serious now. If your intention is to defeat Barack Obama and y'all are too wussy for impeachment, then you damn well better get serious now, not tomorrow. And please, Mike Pence said he's not running. Enough. Christie says he's not running. Enough. West says he's not running. Let it go already. You need somebody that can kick butt. And it isn't Romney and Huckaboom. You've got to have somebody who can stand up there and make Obama look even smaller than he is. You will need somebody like, not as of, but like what Ronald Reagan did. When Carter was blowing us all up and he looked like a sniveling little worm as the world and hostages and everything was gone to hell, it took somebody to stand up and say, you know, America, cut your whining, grow up, pull yourselves up, and that's it. We're done. We're done playing. and he looked the enemy in the face and he said to them, and you shut up and sit down. That's the kind of person you need. You find that person, I'll vote for him. Because I'm not going to worry about all this peripheral crap. I'm worried about the national security of the United States of America. That's it. Find me that person. You've got about 2 weeks. Because if you don't find me that person in 2 weeks, Obama's already running. This thing's already moving. His machinery, his money-making machinery, he's already running for re-election. What are we doing? Mocking Baughman? I don't have time. I don't have time. And please, Michelle Baughman is not running for president of the United States. You can see the emails to that effect. The woman would not get elected at all. Okay? It's not about liking her. It's about politics. She's got no shot in hell. This is the second time she screwed up with the camera and the bug eye situation. Ain't going to happen. It's about aesthetics, and it's about what she carries forth. I'm not saying she's stupid or that. I'm saying she is not nationally electable. I'd like to see a man, but I doubt there's any men out there. I can't find any. I really can't. Not in politics anymore. Now, when I see GOP senators telling me to stand up with the Egyptian protesters.
Yeah, they can kiss my ass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'd like to be in D.C. when they, what do they call it when they come to order, call to order?
Mm-hmm.
Be standing there with a dirty nuke and blow it up. Wipe them all out. They deserve it. And, yeah, I'm going to say it, and I mean it, really. It's our last show, so what are they going to do, ban us? Kill all judges, cops, lawyers, politicians, niggers, mud puppies, muzzies, you name it. Wipe them all out.
So it goes. There's going to be some severe problems coming up in this country. It's going to be up to you to make decisions what you want to do about it. I will work in the laws of the Constitution, but it's time to end it one way or another. Claim who you are. Be proud of who you are. Please, I beg you. Or you're going to lose the country. It's not, we can't just sit back and you know, wish it to get better. Or think that Rush Limbaugh is going to make it better. Come on. And you can't parrot people anymore. And you can't go by what certain people say. You've got to do this. You've got to get out there and do it on your own. Oh, and you know, well, go and elect local people. Go and elect. Oh, stop it. That's why I started the show, and I'm going to end it the same way. Part of me is jealous of these protests. We can't do that.
Yeah, we should be. You know,
yeah.
You remember the first show you did with me, I said we should be catapulting the illegals back across the border. Now they're catapulting the damn marijuana over the border.
I think it's ingenious.
I saw that on the news a couple of nights ago.
They must have heard it. I thought it was brilliant when I heard it. I was like, damn. Could you imagine sitting on the front porch? Hey, honey, whoa, what the hell? Boom. I do. I think it's funny as all hell. Oh, please. I don't get bent out of shape over flipping pot, okay? I'm just... I don't care about it.
I'm promoting this one company I'm with. It's called the Hemp Network, and they're making all the everything out of hemp. You name it. Oil, coffee, omega-3, shoes, shirts, pants, socks, and coffee, and cooking oil, and regular motor oil. And, I mean, huge. Priests are making everything out of it.
Hemp is some good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. I guess I'm one of those libertarians. Woo, those evil libertarians on pot. I really, you know, honestly, please, people. I've got more problems with drunk driving, okay? Jesus. I've been out of shape over things that people just do not get. We have bigger fish to fry than a joint. Okay, I just... I've never gotten it, I never will, but, you know, everyone has their own issues, I suppose. We are in the dark ages, we have to do that, we have to enter that in our mindset, and we have to fight it. And if we don't, then I guess you're on the opposite side of me, so I'll see you on the battlefield. All right? I mean, what? How much more can be said about it? You know the history. You know. VTR is going
to
go
happen.
To hell.
It's the only way, yeah, it's got to happen. It's the only way anything's going to really change. Oh, now these assholes in Dearborn are protesting when we bar it.
Oh, sure, Mal. You know, they're going to be out there. Oh, shut the hell up. The damn mouth should all be closed. They should just be closed and everyone shipped back. Who did that? Reagan. Reagan with Iran.
Yeah. When they, yeah.
He got the
hostages back. Yeah, he got kicked all the damn. Well, they're getting all the free schooling.
Yeah.
Plus, they were giving money on top of it from the government.
He froze their assets and he kicked everybody with a visa the hell out of the country. You see? Leadership. And we weren't even at war then. I mean, I listened to some of those hostages interviewed right after this started. They are petrified. They're like, you people don't get it. This is exactly what happened in Iran when all of you were celebrating. Yeah, exactly. The alarm bell. Well, before we go, thank you, everybody. Mel wanted to say, I want to thank everybody. For listening.
Just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we're almost there. 2.5 years with Malachi and more to come, I know, but he will be my friend forever. And
actually,
2 years
and 9 months, or would have been 9 months next
month.
Oh,
my God. Almost 3 years for me, Mal, with you.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing, you guys here, we've met some great people, no doubt about it. We're doing other things, I know that, but BTR was a great place. I'll be quite honest, it is not anymore. It's nothing more but an entertainment PBS site. I find very few shows that I can tolerate.
They got this one really ugly sucker. I think I've seen him once or twice on TV, but big deal. And no name, bunch of no names. Who's going to pay for that?
I don't know. It's a shame because it started out as a place where people with just everyday folks come on, talk, learn, chat, get to know each other. Now but you know, there's one thing I want to say is we stay true to who we were throughout the entire, I'll just say 3 years he and I have been together. We have not wavered. We have gained more than we have lost. We have not joined a Rat Pack mentality. We have been independent conservatives, taking grief for it and praise for it. But we are true to who we were, and I am proud of that. I am damn proud of that. And we'll continue to do that. But to all of you, Felix in particular, you, bless your heart. And Iggy, and I'm going to forget people, but you guys are just great. Thank you. And to Louie. My bestie. Thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, I just got my trigger finger back. I just kicked three people out.
Oh, there you go. He's got a couple bands, man.
And, yeah. Yeah, it's my trigger finger in the action there. But, oh, hell, now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, on election night, my famous phrase, we're screwed, because we are. You better realize it. Like, real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, everybody, especially the people that have listened to us right from the beginning. Felix, you're amazing, and I thank you a lot. I wish you had called in. But, yeah, thanks, everyone. Remember, you see a Muzzy or an illegal, kill it. May God bless and keep you. Good night. Oh, wait a minute. This might be Felix here. Hey, Felix, is that you? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Felix?
No.
Okay, then. Good night, everyone, and, well, what was I going to say? Well, good night, and goodbye.
Place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. In God we still trust, here in America, he's the one we turn to. Every time the going gets rough, he is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
In God we still trust.